At Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 6:15. Welcome to Wednesday morning, a wet Wednesday as well. Our top today, 28 degrees, 21 in Paget. After yesterday's whip around with Anastasia Palaszczuk, details on that coming up after 6 this morning with Rosie in the headline.
Hey, earlier this morning we were just discussing about Christmas and what happens in Jay's family. Basically, he doesn't buy presents for anyone except for the little kids, and that's it.
In my immediate family.
Oh,
so
right.
Not in Jamie's family. Like, we go in halves and we buy gifts on that side. But
yeah.
My mum, my dad, my sisters, my brothers, aunties, uncles, what? No.
See, I find that a little bit weird because, you know, I buy
weird.
At least a little something for everyone. So at least, like, it doesn't have to be a big thing. But something's got to go under the tree.
Might be weird to you. It's not to other people. I've had support on Facebook already this morning.
Well, look, Johnny's also given us a call, mate. What's the rule in your family, mate?
We've got to agree with Jay. I'm pretty much, our family's like Jay's. With where we buy our presents for ourselves, it's sort of, we actually buy our Christmas presents during the year, really.
Yeah.
And we call them Christmas presents, you know. It's I think we've gotten to the point where Christmas these days is just spending the time with each other.
Exactly right.
Whether it's presents or no presents.
Look, I understand that, but doesn't it actually, doesn't it feel good to get a something from someone else, like as a present of some sort, even if it's not what you'd normally get for yourself?
No.
I think I've lost count on how many Lynx packs I've got from people. But, I mean, I'm guessing they just think I'm smelly.
Well, we didn't want to say anything, but, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it was actually a discussion point at home there a couple of days ago about the present and getting a present under the tree. And we remember one year where we had the best Christmas ever, and we didn't get a single present under the tree.
I have to agree there as well, because so at Jamie's house, or Jamie's parents' house, my partner last year, in the couple of years before, because Mum spends Christmas with her partner and his child, and
sure,
and so we sort of alternate, but there was not a lot of gifts for us. It was all about the kids, but the time that I spent with the family there, having a few drinks and laughs, that was more memorable, more important to me than getting. I got an Apple iWatch from the whole family. They all pitched in to get it.
Yeah,
and I love my watch. I wear it every day. But spending time with them was so much more important to me. But that's just me, though. I know people like presents, but yeah, each to their own.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you there, Jay, and I'm sure my mum would agree as well. It's more the sentimental value of being with your family and being with friends sometimes outdoes getting the present. A lot of my friends are like, oh, we're going to get your mum something because, you know, she's such an awesome lady. I'm like, well, good luck with that, because it's been very rare for someone to get the correct gift.
Mm. Oh, that's not the point, though. You know, at least it's a bit of something. Doesn't have to be a big thing.
Well, text message or a phone call is just as nice. It's, like you said, it's about spending time with your family. If you've got an opinion, you can call us. 132710 is the phone number with Jay and Dave for Brekkie. It's 12:00 to 6:00 at 888-3-8. Playing Last Word from 8 o'clock this morning. Thanks to Nextra South, Mackay, Miranda, the Jason and the rest of the team have some great stuff in store at the moment.
Look, a couple of hours ago in the show, we were just talking about Christmas presents, you know, because we're getting very close to that period where you've got to go out shopping for the family.
4 weeks to go.
Yep. And you gave me a revelation, which I find foreign, personally.
Yeah.
You said your immediate family, you don't buy gifts for each other at Christmas, and you buy your own. Okay, so basically you get the present you want.
Yeah.
I see, that doesn't comprehend in my mind whatsoever.
Okay, so, and it might be weird to you, but it works for us.
Right.
So my family, the only immediate family I have here in Mackay is just my mum. It's just me and my mum.
Yeah, and you don't buy presents for each other.
No. So having said that, some years mum has bought me something and I've bought something from my mum or whatever.
Yeah.
But most times we're like, oh, you know, do you just want some money? And I'll say, well, you keep on your money. You buy yourself something nice with the money that you were going to spend on my present.
Right.
And I'll go out and buy something that I wanted, or put money towards something that I wanted for my Christmas present, and vice versa.
So does that take away, and I want to ask you this, you know, as a serious question, does that take away some of the specialness when it comes to Christmas Day?
No.
Right, okay.
No. Because to me, Christmas Day is about spending time with your family, with your friends, being together. I think Christmas, this is my opinion,
yeah,
Christmas, I think, is more so about the kids these days, like the gift giving.
Oh, absolutely.
Than it is for the adults. But having said that, obviously adults still do the present thing. But different things work for different families, and it works for ours.
See, for my family, the immediate family buy something for each and every person.
That's too much. Well, too much.
See, that's just part of the way we do it in our household. And then the extended family, because we've got a lot of kids in the extended family, we buy something just for the kids there.
What are the rules in your family for buying gifts at Christmas time? 13, 27, 10. Like, do you just buy them yourself? You keep your present for yourself? Do you buy for every single person? Or do you just buy for the kids? What's the rule in your family? Because everybody has different rules, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. It just seems a little bit foreign to me, that, as I said before. 13, 27, 10. Do you wrap it up, like your present that you bought yourself, and put it under the tree? Or?
Yeah.
Right.
So when I wrap something on Christmas Day.
that's okay, fair enough.
And I do get presents from Jamie, and you know, but between my immediate family, it's not a huge deal. We'll take your calls after Reagan Bowman in just a moment. 20 to 8 here at Triple M. Morning. Reagan Bowman, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 7:45, live this morning. For BOQ, Mackay City in the heart of this community. I was just laughing at some of these responses on our Facebook page. The rules of buying gifts in your family.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've just been called a cheapskate for not buying immediate family members' presents for Christmas.
Look, I wasn't going to say that, okay, but it just sounds a little bit foreign to me.
It's not about that, though. It's not about buying gifts for every person. It's about
spending time with each other. I understand that.
Totally.
Yeah. But, you know, having that gift giving, that's always part of it as well. And if you do something a little bit different, give us a call, 13 27 10.
Even for birthdays, I've said to my mum, don't worry about my birthday. Just a card, a text message, cake, you know, dinner.
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry about presents.
I'm surprised you actually said cake once then.
I call cake, breakfast, lunch and dinner on birthdays and Christmases.
Becca is on Facebook, by the way. She says, we only buy gifts for our own kids. I usually make stuff for the other family members, like pickled onions, Rocky Road, relish, rumbles.
Yep.
That's still gift giving, though.
I would prefer that than to go out and buy a gift. Wendy, your thoughts on this whole thing?
That, I believe that your presence is more important than any gift.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I recently went to the movies with some of my boys, and we've had an absolute blast. And another one that I don't get to see very often dropped in on Sunday and shared breakfast with me.
Oh, yeah. that's very nice. But it is Christmas as well, you know. That's part of part and parcel of it is the gift giving.
Yeah, but that's commercialised. That's commercialised, though.
I know where you're coming from, Dave. I really do understand that. But I have seen so many dysfunctional families recently that a connection is more important than any gift. And I know a bunch of kids, and when I say kids, they're in their early 20s, but they would love to have spent more time with their parents because they're always at work. And I've told them the different stupid things that I've got up there with my family, and they would have loved that. They really would have loved that. They would have given away any Xbox or any slot car machine toy to have spent that sort of quality time with their parents.
I agree 110%. Wendy, thank you.
Can't really disagree with that. Look, Sue, what happens in your household for Christmas?
Okay, so we all buy for all the kids, and then we all have a name given to us as our secret Santa for the adults, and we buy one present to the value of $50 for that person.
Yep, fair call.
Oh, okay, fair enough. That's a little. That's taking something from the office or from work and bringing it home, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. And that way all the kids have presents, but the adults, you still get something under the tree when we all meet up.
Because it's not doable having to buy for everyone. If you have a big family, my mum has like seven brothers and sisters. So if you're buying for every one of those people plus their kids, you're selling your house just to buy presents.
Can't afford that. No. Cost of living's just too much. The kids are lucky they get stuff nowadays.
Oh, when we hear that often. Thank you for the call there, Sue. Appreciate it. Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. You can find us online, 13 to 8 at Triple M. Wang Chung, Triple M, J Day for breakfast, 20 to 7. After 7 o'clock, playing our impossible question once again. Thanks to Coco Cubano. Still has not gone off today. It's still the same question. $50 to spend at Coco Cubano, providing you get that right from 7 this morning. 20 degrees around Richmond at the moment.
Look, 7 days ago, the yes vote came through from the same-sex marriage plebiscite.
Yeah.
$122 million worth, and we came up with the right decision. Mm. But we did say that we were going to become yes men. And we've both drawn something out of the hat there. We had to say yes to. Yours was a rainbow tattoo.
And because I'm a man of my word,
yeah.
Unlike yourself, you said you were going to get a State of Origin tattoo. You got a temporary one, not a permanent one. I said I'll get a permanent one.
Still a tattoo.
No, it's not. It wasn't permanent, but, you know, it's going to happen. So I just have to find a tattoo place that can fit me in, and a design, I guess.
Mm. Well, you've got a couple of tattoos already, so, yeah. You know.
They really hurt under the arm, so I'm probably going to steer away from that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
You're not going to get it under there this time?
No.
Okay. Any ideas on where you want to get it this time?
Well, obviously somewhere where it's not going to hurt as much.
Right.
Because they're not the most, I don't have a very good pain threshold, so I don't like them.
Yeah.
I like tattoos, but I just don't like having them done because it actually hurts at the time. I love having them afterwards.
Right, okay. So
knock me out with some anesthesia or something, and then I'll wake up and it'll be done. That'd be perfect.
Well, that'd be good, actually. Yeah, I wonder if that's something that could be done in the future with tattoo artists. You know,
get
the
happy gas. There's a price for everything.
Just get the happy gas, you'll be fine. So you're saying just under the arm where your bicep is?
Yeah, no, it hurts there.
Right.
It's really sensitive under. You try pinching your skin under there and telling me how comfortable that is.
Yeah, no.
Try imagine having needles stabbing you profusely and doing art design there.
Okay.
Not comfortable.
All right. Look, if you've got tattoos, can you give us a call, 13 2017, because someone might be able to help you out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you get your tattoo, okay? Where did it hurt the most? Because then you can forget about that spot.
Steer away from that spot. So the places where it hurts the most.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, because there's plenty of people that have tattoos.
I would assume on the back, because you know some people have tattoos on the back of their neck. I'm assuming that would really hurt.
Right.
On the back of it, because it's very sensitive there. I get a pimple there and I'm like, Jesus, I'm dying. Let alone a tattoo.
Just on that, you wouldn't be getting it up around near the nose then, if that's the case.
Never.
You know, the pimples there hurt like hell too.
Never. I'm wondering on the fingers as well.
Right. Is there anywhere on the body that doesn't hurt?
Well, I don't know. So, okay, because we have one of the most tattooed regions in Queensland. Mackay has been voted as.
Yeah.
When it comes to the tattoos. Whereabouts did it hurt the most for you? 13, 27, 10.
Ladies, you can help out Jay here as well.
Yeah.
You know, because there's plenty of ladies with some really stylish tattoos too.
Yeah, but now you're making me feel bad because, you know, if ladies can endure the pain in some areas and I can't, then...
Oh, look, you know...
That's highly embarrassing.
There's nothing wrong with that. You just got to steer clear of those places that it does hurt the most. That's all.
Mm.
Okay? And you should be fine.
I don't know if I'm going to go ahead with it. I might just turn up with a temporary one. I don't know. We'll take your calls coming up after Top Loader. Jay and Dave from Bricky. It's 17 away from 7 o'clock live this morning. Thanks to BOQ in the heart of this community at Mackay with Sunday's Triple M morning. Hey for breakfast, 14 away from 7 o'clock. Our Yes Men dares have to be completed next week at some stage. I have to get a permanent tattoo on my body of a rainbow flag, rainbow... Rainbow.
Just a rainbow.
To celebrate the Yes Movement from Australia, voting yes for same-sex marriage, Dave has to wear a rainbow suit. You've ordered it. It's coming.
It is. But the tattoo, you're saying you're not going to get under the arm around the bicep there again because it hurt too much. So.
I've learnt my lesson. I've got an ACDC. Sorry, it's a KISS lightning bolt.
Yep.
Under my arm, and I've got the CFM logo from when we were CFM tattooed on my arm. I know. I lost a bet. I had to do it.
Yeah.
Now the rainbow's on the way.
Well, look, Rob has given us a call. He was the one that actually suggested the rainbow-coloured tattoo. Isn't that right, Rob?
I did, mate, yeah.
Oh, good on you. Good on you, Rob. All right.
Now,
so
a real one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a real one. Whereabouts does it hurt, though?
Well, I think you should get it over the top of your arm where your shoulder is.
Does it hurt there or what?
No.
Do you have one there?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a rainbow one there?
No. No.
You should add it to the collection then.
Well, who knows? One day I might support you like that.
Okay.
There you go. You know what, Rob? You can do it at the same time as Jay. I'm starting to see a plan coming to mind here.
I didn't hear your name in that.
Yeah, exactly right, Dave. Where is yours?
Hey, I didn't pull it out of the hat.
Yeah, but you promised us to get a real one earlier in the year, but he pulled out. So you're saying on top of the shoulder there, Rob?
Yeah, mate, yeah. Top of your arm where your shoulder is there.
Okay.
All right, thanks, mate.
The right shake, too.
All right. Yeah, it is, actually. Thank you, mate. Thank you. Good. See you, mate. Bye. There you go.
Okay. Beth, now, you've got a couple of tattoos, yeah?
Yes, I do.
All right, where does it hurt the most for you?
I've got my feet and my ribs done, and they reckon they're the most two painful spots you could possibly get it done, and I don't reckon that hurt that much.
Okay, you've got a better pain threshold than Jay.
Have you had children?
No.
Okay. I was just asking, I wanted to see where your pain threshold was, that's all.
None of them yet, but so stay away from the feet and ribs if you're looking for not very painful spots, because they're supposed to be the most painful areas.
All right, I've had it on the inside of my wrists, I've had it on my forearm, on my legs, my calf muscle, so I'll have to try that.
I've got nine of them,
but all right. What? Don't look at me like that. Somebody said on the inside of my lip. I don't know if I could do that.
I was actually thinking the eyelids.
No, do not. Get off the phone. Thank you, Beth, for the call.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
See ya. Okay, so the ribs and the feet are out of action as well.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sorry, I have 10, not 11.
Okay, so you'll have 11 very soon.
Yeah, lucky me. If you can help us out, 13, 27, 10, Jay and Dave for breakfast. It's 10 to 7 at Triple M. Dave for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Wood Sundays online now, triplem.com.au. It's 8:15.
Now, because the same-sex marriage plebiscite came back with the yes votes, 61.6% of the country, we became yes men. Mm. Okay, we had two different hats, a whole heap of your suggestions on what you want us to do, and whatever's plucked out, we had to say yes to.
So tattoo in short for me, and Dave has to have a rainbow suit, which we're having delivered to us next week. Whereabouts on the body should I get the tattoo, though? That's the big question.
Well, you're vetoing the bicep.
I have two there. Not doing it. It hurts.
Okay. Look, Lee's given us a call. Lee, do you know somewhere on the body where it's not too painful?
I like the pain from a tattoo. I think it's a really good pain.
Oh.
I've got a high pain threshold and I enjoy it.
Okay, so where did it hurt the most on you?
It doesn't really hurt that much, girly girl.
Yeah, but okay, out of all of that, obviously there had to be some uncomfort at some stage, right?
Probably the one on my shoulder was probably the worst.
Oh, good on you. Well, Rob earlier this morning said I should get it on the shoulder.
Yeah.
No, I reckon you should get it as a tramp stamp.
See, that was the one that I suggested to start off with, too.
That would be so cool. Yeah. That would be so cool.
My partner Jamie would love that.
I don't know, it just popped into my head.
Yeah, let's just move on. Okay.
Thanks for your call, Lee. See you later.
Oh, my God. Phil, tell me, on 13:27:10, Phil, whereabouts should I get it? Which one did hurt for you, by the way?
They all hurt, but, you know, doesn't worry me.
Okay.
Should get it on your butt.
See, that's on the backside.
Now saying bum. No, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say on your hole, but you know.
No way! No!
Phil.
It would make for an interesting Facebook Live cross.
That's very true.
Okay, Phil. The kids are just starting to wake up here, okay? So we got to go.
I kept it clean.
Yeah, you did keep it clean, Phil. Thank you. By that, he means my grandfather getting a rainbow.
Kirsten, sorry, how are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, good, how's yourself?
Good. Whereabouts is where did the tattoo hurt on your body?
On my foot. I have 7 and my foot hurt the most. Oh,
really? Okay, we heard that as well from Beth earlier this morning as well, that the foot and the ribs hurt.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I've never been game to do that one.
Okay, so stay away.
I have 5 children, so I've got a high pain tolerance.
Which hurts more, tattoos or children? Tattoos?
Tattoo.
Oh!
Yeah, right. Definitely tattoo.
Kirsten, thank you for the call. I'm going to have to decide. See you later. We'll put a poll on our Facebook page later today as to where I should have it done.
All right, just not the top of the head.
Not the top of the head.
That's just silly.
I'm happy on the fingers or the hands.
Oh, right, okay, Jamie, just a tiny little one.
I said I should get like one of those moustache tattoos on the inside of my finger that's rainbow. That's cool. Jay and Dave for breakfast. What? Jay and Dave for breakfast here at Triple M. Only one.
station.
Mackay Harbour at the moment.
There's a name we haven't heard for a little while. Daphne, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting there very slowly after my surgery.
Oh, okay. So what happened?
Back in October, I was taking my little granddaughter to kindy, and I had a fall and fractured my hip.
Oh.
So on the road to recovery now, though?
I am.
Good to hear. Good to hear. It's been a while since we've heard from you, so we're glad you're okay.
Yeah, we missed you.
I had withdrawal symptoms, not listening to you, because I forgot to take my little radio to hospital with me.
Hello. Which hospital did you go to?
I was in the base.
Okay, hello to all the fantastic staff over there at the base hospital.
Oh, they were absolutely fantastic, the whole crew. Yeah.
Did you get to meet Jay's mum?
No.
Oh, she's always there. Yeah, she works there, yeah.
Surprised that she didn't talk to you. She talks to every person she doesn't even know anyway.
What does she do, Jay?
She's a jack of all trades. She's one of the cleaners, and she takes the people to their wards and everything.
Oh, I could have, because I sort of didn't get to know any of those people.
You can't miss her. She's got hair bigger than the big top at Mackay Showground when the circus comes through town.
Oh, righto.
Think Marge Simpson.
Oh, don't say that. She doesn't look like Marge Simpson.
Thanks for your call, Daphne. It's good to see you on the men too. She does.
That would mean I'm Bart.
Actually, that's kind of fitting.
Thank you very much. All right, news headlines coming up in a few moments' time. 25 minutes past 7, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Don't call. The impossible question is back tomorrow. We're not taking any more calls on it. Thanks to Coco Cubano. Some showers around the coastline today. 20 degrees around Kaelin at the moment.
Spread kindness this Christmas with the Triple M Toy Drive.
Oh, look, Dave, it's what, 3 days into our Toy Drive appeal for 2017.
Yeah, what we want you to do is buy a couple of extra presents and put them under one of the drop-off trees, okay? Anywhere in the Mackay Regional Council's libraries. You've got the two neighbourhood centres at Cannonvale and Crosspine, as well as any GP Super Clinic, okay? You can go there, drop it off, easily done. Or if you're a business, you can give us some cash and we'll go out and buy some presents on your behalf.
That's become a bit of a tradition as well with local businesses jumping on board. So if you are one of those businesses, 13, 20, 7, 10.
Well, Amanda from Mars Pizza Kitchen has given us a call. Now, Amanda, you guys want to help out as well, yeah?
Yes, we certainly do. We'd like to kick it off with $1,000 cash so that we can go do some shopping.
Hey, that's all right.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
And, you know, to some businesses, Dave, we've heard in the past, they're like, oh, you know, we feel bad, we can only give you $500 or $1,000.
That's okay.
That's a lot of gifts, though. $1,000, you know, if you budget, that's a lot of presents. And, you know, families in our region are doing it tough. And Amanda, being in the region as much as you are, you've probably seen that yourself this year.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we're known for it. Well, I hope that we're known for it, that, you know, a big part of our plan is that we want to give back to Mackay, and, you know, we love Mackay and the community that supports us, and we want to support them. And, you know, you guys know us. We're keen to jump on board and help anyone and everyone as often as we can. So
you certainly are.
I want to make Christmas great for everyone this year. It's not, you know, everyone deserves a great Christmas, and whatever we can do to help.
Oh, good on you.
That's why we love you, man. And you guys have always supported with our Gimme Five for Kids appeal and our Toy Drive appeal. So thank you so much for that.
No worries. It's our honour to be part of it.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Your kids, how old are they?
So Amelia is 8 and the twins, Eleanor and Harry, are 7.
Yep.
Right. Okay, so can you help us out with a bit of shopping for kids? Because you'd know what to buy. We wouldn't.
I'm already signed up. I will be there to help you spend that money and make sure that the kids get what they want and not what you guys think they want.
Okay, thank God for that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, 5 Xboxes or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, no, look.
I don't think $1,000 will spread that far. Yeah, you might get one or two Xboxes.
Clearly, I don't have children, and I'm just making up stuff as I go. Look, in all honesty, I know I'm having a joke about it, but it is staying locally. That's an important thing to remember as well, raising money and presents as well for kids who might not receive anything at all this Christmas. It is Triple M's Toy Drive Appeal, and with our friends at Mars Pizza Kitchen jumping on board. Amanda, thank you so much for that, and pass our best wishes on to your staff as well.
Yeah, we will. We're really excited and can't wait to see everyone and hope everyone has a brilliant Christmas.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Look, thank God she's coming with us as well, if that's the case, because have you seen some of the toys we bought last year?
We need an actual adult with us. So. if you want to jump on board with our Toy Drive Appeal, the Triple M Toy Drive Appeal, the details on our website now, triplem.com.au, helping out the Selvos, helping our local families with Jay and Dave for Brekkie, 17 past 7 at Triple M. Live for BOQ Mackay City in the heart of this community, running off to to news with Rosie in just a moment. Yesterday, Anastasia Palaszczuk was in town again. Not that you would know because she wasn't on our breakfast show. If she's re-elected, not that I'm bitter or anything, Palaszczuk says they're going to be funding the Slay Point State School primary school's fence. So details might come up in news in a second.
Let's bring that up, actually, because she's been in Mackay for, what, four times over the course of the campaign trail.
Yep.
She kicked it off in Airlie Beach. So that says to me that, you know, Mackay being a safe Labor seat isn't that safe after all.
Mm.
That's what it says to me.
Yeah. I look, I get that politics is a bit boring to people, some people, even
yeah.
to me. Sometimes, you know, when we talk about political stuff, I'm like, ugh, snore.
Yeah.
But when it affects our region, you know, people have different opinions on things like Adani or, you know, whatever the case may be. If it affects us locally, we're certainly jumping on board with that. So we asked Tim Nichols to be on the show.
Yep.
Straight away, had Tim on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're talking about the leaders of the parties. We're not having every candidate, because if we did, we'd be here forever. Can I just say, Kerry Latta looks exactly like a Lego man too, by the way.
Kerry, we love you, but yeah.
His hairstyle, Kerry, it looks like a Lego man. I love it. But we asked Anastasia Palaszczuk a total of 6 or 7 times to be on the show, and the response was, sure, we'll organise it. Let us know what's the best number, contact, nothing.
Did all that. So either the messages aren't getting through to her, or she doesn't...
She's playing hard to get.
She's playing hard to get.
Does that...
you don't know this when it comes to women, do you?
Well, I said this on my Facebook page last night.
Yeah.
I've never felt that feeling of chasing after a woman and she never returned your calls. I'm starting to feel that pain now. And then I find out there's somebody else on the scene. I'm like, she doesn't want to call me and talk to me. She wants to talk to Nine News Mackay.
Welcome to my world.
Her people rang her yesterday.
Yes.
Her people rang Channel 9 and said, oh, we're going to be at this location for a press release. I'm like, why can't you invite me? I'm not going to hit on you or anything, Anastasia. You're very safe when it comes to me.
Anastasia? No, you're safe here too.
I just didn't understand the whole thing. I'm feeling rejected now. Feeling very rejected.
Do you want a hug?
No, I just want her to call me. Call me, maybe. Hey, I just met you.
Anastasia, can you get your people to call us? Just for Jay.
Oh, my God. Just for a 2-second phone call.
Yeah.
We won't even talk about politics. Actually, in fact, if you do call now, we're not going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about what you like doing in your spare time, because it's past that. It's past that stage.
Like you being in the mosh pit at Elton John.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, and some of the clothes, some of the outfits that they have to wear as premiers and politicians. I'm serious. Like,
oh,
even
yeah.
men, like, you can't tell me that, you know, Campbell Newman, some of those suits that he wore as premier,
yeah,
he cannot have chosen those. He shouldn't have chosen those if that's the case.
The world of politics, hey? So, Anastasia.
Do they have somebody that dresses them for them?
Oh, look, if, I don't know. That's something we could ask her if she calls. If.
I'll give my mobile phone number out on the air, Anastasia. If you please call me. 0458 50 no. All right, news headlines coming up in a moment. Rosie has more details on Anastasia Palaszczuk's visit to Mackay next here at Triple M.
Jay, I have to apologise to you because I was a little bit late this morning.
It was noted.
I know, and I've got a valid excuse this time.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah, it wasn't because I slept in or anything.
Dog ate the homework or something.
No, a cat decided to relieve itself on the bonnet of the car. There was this... When I woke up...
Why on earth would I ever believe that there's a cat taking a dump on your car?
It wasn't at the start, okay? Because I got out and had to have a second look because obviously it's dark. It's like, hang on a second. Is that what I think it is?
Are you sure it wasn't a possum or something?
No. You can tell when it's a cat poo.
So you're telling me a cat has targeted your car...
Yeah.
...and taken a dump on your car?
I know, right?
How do you know that?
Well... I can't say definitively that it was a cat, but it looks exactly like a cat because we've got a couple of cats at home.
Mm.
I think it's one of the cats at home actually because both of them don't like me much.
So you're a pooologist. So you've studied poo.
Well, I'd like to think
the
so.
The look, the smell,
no.
The texture.
I wouldn't go that far. But I'm going to, you know, and that's the reason why I was late because I had to go through the drive-through car wash, even though it was raining.
Now there's remnants of cat poo in which car wash?
It was the one at North Mackay near McDonald's,
yeah, okay.
Just around the back there. So, yeah. So yeah, it was pouring down rain. I'm here in the middle of the car wash, getting the car washed.
On Everyone's like, what's this nuffy over here doing? Getting his car washed in the rain.
That's the reason why, because it wasn't like on the side of the car or anything. It was right in the middle, right where you could actually see, like on the driver's side. So you can't not mess it. So it had to be washed straight away.
Just flick it off, mate. Some flower, some leaves from the bush surrounding your house. Flick it off.
No.
On with the job.
No, no, no. So I'm a little bit miffed at this this cat, this rogue cat that's gone. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm actually going to set up a sting for this thing.
Okay.
Okay, it's a crime scene now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a stakeout with video cameras, okay? One of those motion sensor CCTV things.
So what happens when you find the culprit of the cat if it actually exists? How do you know it's not a possum, like I say?
Well, I'm going to follow it, okay?
Because you're going to follow a cat?
Yeah, if that's the case, I'll find out who the cat is owned to and chase them down and say, hey, here's the bill. Because I got the receipt from the car wash. There you go. Because it's not my responsibility. There you go. I'll leave it at that, okay?
I don't know what to say.
Well, there's not much you can say. Until you have a cat poo on the bonnet of your car, you can't understand the pain.
I've never heard of that. Next time, I want proof. If there's no video proof, I want a photographic proof.
It's going
to
be done.
I don't believe a cat, because cats usually scratch their poo to try and cover it over.
Well, this one didn't. It just said, I'm showing the world.
It's a cat that lives on the edge, obviously.
So yeah, so I'm going to set up a couple of cameras to make sure I get this thing.
Please, can you let us know when the results are handed down, and we can even send it off to Nine News Mackay.
Absolutely,
sure, need some news stories headlines with Jay and Dave for breaking 16 minutes past 6 here at Triple M. It's very, very saucy stuff. This stuff, very saucy.
In an instant, it can change your mood.
Triple M, James A for breakfast. 8 minutes past 8. Pay tribute to Michael Hutchence. 20 years today gone, Dave.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's gone so fast. I remember the day, remember the moment where I heard that very news as we pay tribute to him across the workday today. No tributes for us this morning as we take on a game that's probably one of the hardest games I think we've had on this breakfast show over the last 7 to 8 years.
The Nextra South Mackay, now open with the biggest selection of giftware. Jay and Dave's last word.
Last word. It's the bane of my existence at the moment.
Yeah, look, it's one of those ones where you slip up once and then 3 weeks later you keep slipping up.
Yep.
And that's where the guys at Nextra South Mackay, Jason Miranda, they get antsy. At us.
Well, we don't want to give away too many prizes. Kathy's going to play this morning. How are you, Kathy?
I'm very well, thanks.
All right, now, who do you want to go against, myself or Dave?
Well, Dave beat me last time, so I might go against you this time, Jay.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. you never know, Kathy. You might be in for a win here.
All right, the rules Dave will give us a category. We'll to and fro between the two of us until one person can't answer anymore. And if we double up on an answer, that's cancelled, okay?
Sure.
Here we go.
Okay, we'll start with you, Kathy. Good luck. The first category is different ways to exercise.
Running.
Treadmill.
Weights.
Skipping.
Netball.
Push-ups.
Basketball.
Swimming.
Football.
Jungle gym.
Cricket.
Soccer.
Hopping.
Football.
Football's been said.
Damn it.
There was Zumba in there. There was pole dancing. Could have gone with any of those.
It's going to preempt this. Sorry, Jason. Sorry, Miranda. All right, category two. Here we go.
Okay, we'll start off with Jay on this one.
This is why I don't play this darn game.
Different things you can write with.
A pen.
Texter.
Calligraphy pen.
Paint.
Aerosol can.
Chalk.
Finger in the air.
A feather.
You wee.
You're out. Okay, so it's one apiece.
Before anybody says you can't, you can.
You can.
You do it in the snow. It's pretty famous. You do it in the snow.
We do it.
Only if you're a guy.
Okay.
Men do it all the time after a couple of drinks. Now, trust me.
I wouldn't suggest ladies do it. All right, here we go. Category three.
Okay, comes down to this one. We'll start off with Kathy. Things that are made of metal.
Chair.
A plane.
A house.
Microphone stand.
Shed.
Car.
Sculptures.
Bridge.
Nails.
Guttering.
Fence.
Sunglasses.
Pens.
Yeah. Fan. Jay wins. Are you serious?
Jay wins.
I never win this game. I didn't even give myself enough chance to be confident. I'm sorry, Kathy.
You know what, Kathy? You gave him a run for his money. He was struggling. You've seen it in his eyes. You could see the cogs turning all the time.
Thanks for playing, hey.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm the champion.
One in a row. You go, you good thing.
I take that back, Jason. Miranda, your prizes were safe this morning. It's back after 8 this morning. It is Last Word, thanks to Next Dress South Mackay. We've got some callers on hold suggesting where the tattoo should go that I have to get for the Yes Man challenge we did last week.
Yeah, we spoke about this earlier this morning. Yeah. You're not saying on the bicep there, nah, because it was too sore.
Too hurty.
Okay. So if you know the ouch kibibble areas, can you give us a call? 13 27 10.
And we've got to find a suggestion as to where it goes.
Okay.
Not on the bum. Let's just get that out of the way. Not going to be on the bum.
Well, you want to show it off.
Yeah, let's walk around. Let's move on. we'll take a call on suggestions.